Welcome back, and let's get into a seriously useful jungle and old-school DNB-based technique, Dubwise Shuffle Pitch for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12. This is one of those tricks that sounds simple on paper, but when you get it right, it completely changes the attitude of the tune. You're not just making a bassline. You're making the bassline feel like it's alive in the room, a little unstable, a little drunk, a little dubby, but still locked to the break and still hitting with authority. The big idea here is movement in layers, not one giant wobble. So instead of trying to make the whole bass line do too much at once, we're going to build a solid sub-foundation, add a moving mid-layer, then shape the pitch motion, so it shuffles against the grid in a way that feels human and warehouse-heavy. Let's set the scene first. For this kind of DNB, aim for around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly older jungle feel, 166 to 170 can work too, but for this lesson I'd stay around 172 so the groove has urgency. Create two core tracks, one for your breakbeat, one for your bass line. Keep the drums in place while you design the bass, because in drum and bass the bass line has to respect the snare, the kick, and the space between them. If the bass is fighting the break, the whole tune loses impact. Now for the bass sound. A really strong workflow in Ableton Live 12 is to split the bass into sub and mid layers. That way the low end stays stable, and the expressive pitch movement happens up top where it can actually breathe. You can build the sub with operator. Start with a sine wave, keep it clean, and keep it mono. Then build a mid layer with wavetable or analog for the character. If you want a warm classic vibe, analog is great. If you want more precise movement and easier modulation, wavetable is a very solid choice. On the mid layer, keep things fairly simple at first. Use a saw or square based sound, maybe a little detune if needed, and then add a low pass filter to keep it controlled. Don't make it too bright right away. We want smoky, not glossy. After the synth, add some gentle saturation. A saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on can do a lot. You're trying to bring out harmonics so the bass speaks on smaller speakers, but without destroying the low end. Then use EQ8 to clean up harshness or remove unnecessary low rumble from the mid layer, if your sub is handling that area. Now let's write the actual bass phrase. This part matters a lot. In jungle and old-school DNB, the bass often works best when it feels like it's talking with the break. So don't fill every space. Leave room for the drums to breathe. Start with a one-bar MIDI phrase using just a few notes. 3 to 5 notes is enough. Try staying around the root, minor third, fifth, and octave. That gives you a dark, classic foundation without turning it into a melody that's too busy. Keep most of the notes short. Think in stabs, replies, and little accents. A good starting idea is a low root hit, then a higher reply, then a brief pitch move back into the sub. The phrase should feel like a question and answer with the break. Here's the key lesson. The shuffle pitch feel comes from subtle movement, not constant movement. If every note is changing pitch all the time, it gets messy fast. Instead, vary a few accents and let the line lean and slide. There are a few ways to do this in Ableton. First, you can use clip automation on transpose or on a macro that controls pitch-related movement. Small jumps of +2, +3, -1, or -2 semitones can be enough. The trick is to use those changes on selected hits, not the whole phrase. That makes the line feel like it's shifting in little dubwise chunks. Second, enable glide or portamento in your synth. Set it short, maybe 40 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you those slurred, dubby transitions between notes. It's especially effective when one note slides into the next instead of jumping cleanly. Third, if you want more control, build a MIDI effect rack and map useful parameters to macros where possible. That lets you quickly create variations in pitch behavior, note groupings, or velocity. Even something as simple as changing the octave of a reply note can make the phrase feel way more alive. A very useful coaching rule here is this: if the bass line feels flat, don't immediately add more notes. First try changing one thing. Shorten one hit. Delay the next note by a tiny amount. Open the filter only on the answer note. Lower the velocity on a repeat. Small changes often create the most believable movement. And that brings us to rhythm. The groove is everything. Open the groove pool and test a subtle swing or a groove from your break. You do not want the bass to drag. Just loosen it up a little. Think around 10 to 35% groove amount. Enough to sit with the break. Not enough to feel late and sloppy. Also, use ghost note style low accents. Short, quiet notes can make a phrase feel much more musical and human. A strong hit followed by a softer reply is classic. Velocity contrast is your friend here. Big hits around 80 to 110, ghost hits around 20 to 60. That contrast gives the phrase shape. Now let's talk about keeping the low end solid. This is critical. The sub should stay mono and stable. No widening, no chorus, no fancy stereo nonsense down low. Use utility and keep the width at zero on the sub layer. Let it sit dead center and clean. If the low end is moving around too much, the whole mix loses power. The mid layer is where the attitude lives. That's where your pitch movement, saturation, filter changes, and stereo detail can exist. You can even add a very light chorus or auto pan there, if it's only affecting the upper harmonics. But keep it controlled. The goal is pressure, not wobble for its own sake. For extra dub flavor, add FX sparingly. Echo is great for short throws. A dotted eighth or straight eighth delay can beat enough to create that warehouse tail on the end of a phrase. Use slow feedback, maybe 15 to 30%, and filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the sub. Reverb should be used carefully. A little ambience goes a long way. Put it on a return, high pass the return, and use it for occasional throws rather than permanent wash. You want smoke around the bass, not a blurred mess. One of the best moves in this style is to automate a quick echo throw on the last note before a drop or switch up. Just one or two moments. Not constant delay spam. That makes the phrase feel like it's being performed live, which is exactly the vibe we want. If you really want to push the jungle character, resample the bassline. This is a huge part of the sound. Create an audio track, set it to resampling, and record a few bars of the bass with your automation moving. Then chop the best parts. You can reverse a tail, slice out a fill, or layer the resampled audio under the MIDI bass to give it more grit and instability. That resampled layer can do a lot for you. It can add tape-like texture, give you stuttery fills, or make the whole thing feel more like a live dub version being played out in a room. If you want even more character, you can slice it in simpler. Use beat repeat very sparingly, or glue it lightly with a compressor. Now let's make the arrangement feel like a real tune, not just a loop. Start with a filtered intro. Maybe just sub pulses or a few delayed fragments of the bass. Then build into the full phrase in short statements. Keep the first drop fairly disciplined. Fewer variations, tighter note lengths, more space for the break to breathe. Then in a switch up or breakdown, strip the bass back. Maybe remove the sub for a bar or two and let only the mid-range motion speak. That creates tension. When the full sub comes back, it will feel much bigger. For the second drop, you can open things up more. More filter movement, a slightly more aggressive mid layer, maybe one extra octave hit or a more obvious pitch rise into the downbeat. If the first drop was the statement, the second drop is the payoff. A really strong tension trick is to pull the bass out for half a bar before the drop, then bring it back with one sharp accented hit. That short absence can hit harder than adding more energy. A few things to avoid. Don't make the bass line too busy. In DNB, space is power. The break needs room to do its job. Don't let pitch automation mess up the sub. Keep the sub separate and stable. Don't spread the low end wide. Mono the bottom. Don't oversaturate everything. Use saturation in stages if needed, but don't crush the whole chain. And don't ignore where the snare lands. The bass should answer the snare, not step on it. Here's a practical way to practice this fast. Set your project to 172 BPM. Make a chopped break. Build a bass patch with operator or wavetable. Write a one-bar phrase using only 3 to 5 notes. Add glide or tiny transpose moves. Duplicate it across 4 bars and change just one thing each bar. Tining, pitch accent, filter, or an echo throw. Then resample 2 bars and chop 1 extra fill before the drop. Finally, listen in mono and check whether the sub still feels solid. That's the real test. If the pitch motion still reads at low volume and the bass still holds up in mono, you've got something strong. So the big takeaway is this. Dubwise, shuffle pitch works because it combines rhythm, attitude, and discipline. The sub stays grounded, the mid layer does the talking, and the pitch motion moves just enough to make the bass feel alive. Done right, it gives you that smoky warehouse energy, that old-school jungle pressure, and that unmistakable DNB movement that makes the tune feel like it's rolling for real. Take your time with it, keep the changes small, and let the break and bass talk to each other. That's where the magic is.